You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by, brought to you by, brought to you by R-A-D-I-O.
W-K-Z.
Around the planet on the World Wide Web.
This is the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, our very special visiting celebrity, Eddie Cantor, and the music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Taft Blue Ribbon, 33 fine brews blended into one great beer, presents the premier performance of 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye.
See, Mr. Kaye, that's just what it's going to sound like when you go on the air for us next Saturday night. Now, just sign on the dotted line.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Paps, but I... Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, my boy, you'd better think of something by Saturday night. Now, Mr. Kaye, sit right down here at the desk and sign the contract. Here's my pen.
Oh, thanks. Say, what's the matter with this ink? It's foaming.
Oh, that's not ink, my boy. I never fill my pen with anything but blue ribbon.
Well... This will probably be the first signature in history with a head on it.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Congratulations,
yes,
Danny.
That's great, Dan. Oh,
oh, Mr. Paps. You know Lionel Stander, Ken Niles, and of course you know my manager, Eve Arden.
Oh, yes, and I don't want you to cause her any worries, Mr. Kaye. After all, we don't want Miss Arden to harden.
You know our orchestra leader, Mr. Harry James?
Oh, yes, of course. That's my blow ribbon boy.
That's very cute, Mr. Paps, and corny.
Ah, what a momentous occasion this is. To think that in this little hotel suite, Danny Kaye, the party of the first part, and Blue Ribbon, party of the second part, have merged their mutual interests. As for me, I am happy to sanction this union. Habeas corpus.
Well, well, what a brilliant speech. Are you Mr. Kaye's attorney?
No, I'm the elevator boy here.
Well, we all have our ups and downs. Well, Mr. Kaye, now that we're officially associated, would you sing me that wonderful little song about all the Russian composers?
He means where you rattle off the names of 56 Russian composers in 38 seconds, Danny.
Oh, Tchaikovsky.
No, Harry, Tchaikovsky. Oh, how I love those Russian composers.
There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, and Tchaikovsky, Zapennikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Kudovsky, Atubuchev, Moniuszko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Pyomkin, Goroschenko, there's Ginkgo, Winkler, Bortniansky, Rebekov, and Yinsky, there's Netrvalek, Kirov, Zolotarov, and Kuczynski, and Sokolov, and Kopolov, Tukhelsky, and Kolovsky, and Shostakovich, Borodin, Glier, and Novakovsky, there's Lyudov, and Kargarov, Markevich, Franchenko, and Argomisky, Cherbachev, Skriabin, Vasilenko, Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kostakov, Mussorgsky, Anglechaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar Quick, Alinika, Rafanov, Stravinsky, Anglechaninov, Kuczynski, and Rafanov, I really have to stop. The subject has been brought up. Cut it up. Cut it up. Cut it up. I really have to stop. The subject has been brought
up. Wonderful, Mr. Kaye. Wonderful. Now, singing and comedy are fine in their place, but as for me, there's no greater symphony than a smooth, flowing series of pear-shaped words about the product. Oft-times crudely referred to as a commercial. Mr. James, before Mr. Niles proceeds, would you be so kind as to blow us a short fanfare?
Gladly, Mr. Paps. It's a pleasure, Mr. Paps. It's an honor, Mr. Paps.
Also a living Mr. Paps.
Go ahead, Mr. Niles.
Thank you.
Pabst Blue Ribbon is more than just another beer. It is the blended beer, full flavor blended from no less than 33 fine brews.
Da-da-da-da-da!
Please, Mr. K.
The Pabst Blue Ribbon process of full flavor blending ensures the even goodness and depth of flavor that sets this famous beer apart.
Da-da-da-da-da!
Please, Mr. K.
So order it with confidence, serve it with pride. For there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Mr. K, show me where it says in the contract.
Say, Ken, answer the doorbell, will you?
Right.
I wonder who that can be.
Well, well, Eddie Cantor.
What are you doing here, Eddie?
Shh. Is it too late?
Huh?
Has Danny K signed his contract yet?
Yeah, he just signed it.
Too late. What am I going to tell the boys?
The boys? What boys?
Jack Benny, Bob Hope. You see, we drew straws and they left it up to me.
Eddie, what are you talking about?
Niles, don't be a child. Danny K is creeping into our racket. I'm going to frighten that guy so much when I get finished with him, not only will he be through in radio, he won't even go back to pictures.
Oh, now, Eddie, you wouldn't do a thing like that.
What do you mean? This guy's got talent. We're in a spot. Remember, I've got a big family, 5 children so far.
I know, but Eddie...
Out of my way. Just watch me go to work on him. Well, Danny... My pal!
Oh, hello,
Danny.
Eddie!
Hello.
Eddie Cantor!
Sure.
Gee, Eddie, I just signed my radio contract, and I don't know anybody I'd rather tell the good news to than you.
Well, Danny, now that you're going to be on the radio, remember, you're going to be a big man, and big things are going to happen to you sooner than you think. Look, we'd better have a heart-to-heart talk, just the two of us, if you folks don't mind.
Not at all. Come on, gang. We'll leave Mr. Anthony and his latest problem child alone.
Now, Danny, you know that I've always felt like a father toward you, and I hate to harp on this, but there's...
Look, Eddie, I've told you 1,000 times, I like your daughter, Janet. But I don't want to get married yet.
No, it's not about Janet, Danny. I'll try her on somebody else. But look, what I want to tell you... Danny, look, do you remember when you were 17 and your father called you in the other room and talked to you?
You mean to say there's more?
No. Listen, I'm talking about radio.
Oh, radio. Say, Eddie, do you have to hold me on your knee while you're talking to me?
Look, Danny, I want to tell you something. There's nothing to radio. Of course, you'll have to learn a new technique. You'll have to learn how to talk into that microphone.
New technique?
I mean, you'll have to find out how to talk into the microphone, of course. You'll catch on as soon as you learn how to breathe.
I breathe in and out. Is there another way?
No, let me explain it to you, Danny. Just pretend that I'm a microphone. Talk into my face. Go ahead.
Talk into your face?
Sure, use me for a microphone.
Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Danny Kaye speaking, and I... What's
the matter now?
Your face scares me.
You too?
Yeah. Can I try talking to the back of your head?
Yep. There, you see? You're going to pieces already. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made up such a bad joke.
Oh.
But you'll be all right. Just never mind what they tell you.
Who tells me what?
Never mind. Just don't listen to them.
Why should I never mind not listening to who telling me what, Eddie?
All those things you hear about radio comedians, like Fred Allen is nervous, tired, looks terrible. I've known Fred for years. He's always looked that way.
Eddie, do you mind if I sit back on your knee?
Not at all, Danny. You've got the right idea. Save your strength, baby. Look... by the way, who is your psychiatrist?
I don't have any psychiatrist. I've got a doctor.
Just a plain doctor? Who is he, Danny?
Oh, you wouldn't know him, Eddie. He's just a young fellow starting out.
Oh, well, maybe it's better that way. A young fellow's ambitious. He won't mind getting up all hours of the night.
All hours of... You mean I'll be calling him all hours of the night?
Not necessarily. Some nights you won't get to the phone in time. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Your attendant will take care of you.
Who's got an attendant?
Well, you better get one. After all, if you get it on the street, who's going to carry you home?
If I get what on the street?
You know, that buzzing in the ears, and you strangle, that tight feeling like you're hanging.
No.
The bells start ringing all the time, clanging in your head.
But, Eddie, why should I get buzzing and clanging?
Who says you should? It could take some other form, like when you close your mouth. You pull your eyes open and your tongue drops out.
Eddie, Eddie, I'm getting frightened.
Frightened? Have I said anything, Danny?
Don't start reading meanings into things. I'm your pal.
Yes, I know. No.
You can be on radio and still be healthy. Look at me. Sound as a dollar.
Eddie, what's the matter?
Why?
Nothing. Why? Why do you ask?
Why? Well, why do I ask? You just screamed. You went,
That.
I do that every half hour. Oh. I used to do it every 20 minutes, but the doctor's curing me. Pretty soon I'll be doing it only once a day.
Only once a day.
Well, Danny, I have to run along.
Well,
so long, Danny.
So long, Eddie, and thanks for coming over.
Well, goodbye, son.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
Bye.
Clanging in the head, buzzing in the ears, doctors, attendants, microphones. Is it worth it? No, I won't do it. My health. I'm dying. No, I don't care what they do to me. Sue me! Put me in jail! I'll run away! I'll hide! That's what I'll do! I'll hide! Let me out of here!
Hello? Oh, it's you again, Mr. Pabst. Yes, Mr. Pabst, I know the program goes on tonight. I've been trying to find Danny for the last 3 days. I've called every screwy place he hangs out. The planetarium, the fire station, Snackwazzle's olive stuffing factory. What? Well, he likes to see them shove the pimentos in, that's all I know. Okay, Mr. Pabst, all right. I'll try some more places. Oh, there's just a chance he might be here.
Hello, County Fish Hatchery. Max Barracuda speaking.
Listen, Max, is there a tall, blonde fellow standing by the guppy tank watching the guppies gup?
Sorry, lady. Danny Kay ain't been in yet.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Max. Now, where else could he be? Oh, I know. I forgot all about it.
Hello, Ritz-Carlton Canine Cabanas, every room with a bone. Oh, quiet. Quiet, you darling. Quiet. Daddy's on the phone. Well, now, what can I do for you?
Oh, I called to inquire about Danny Kay.
Oh, Danny Kay. Let me see. Was he to be pedicured, defleed, or wormed?
All three. Oh, I mean, you misunderstand. Danny Kay is a man.
Oh, that's too bad. Such a lovely name for a cocker.
Yes, isn't it? Fresh. Where, oh, where is that guy? Come in! Oh, Lionel, it's only you.
That's what everybody says. Why is that?
Oh, never mind that. Have you found any trace of Danny?
How should I know? I'm just the elevator boy here. I don't pry into people's private business around a hotel.
Oh, yeah? I wish I had a nickel for every time you got your head caught in a transom.
Boy, is that painful. Remember the night I was left dangling?
Now, enough of your adventures, Huckleberry Finn. Where's Danny? Well, don't just stand there with that dumb look on your face.
What dumb look? This is my smartest expression.
You know, Lionel, I've got a hunch Danny's right here in this hotel.
You have?
Yeah, but where? I've searched every place but the steam room.
Oh, you're not going down there, are you?
Of course, you hid him in the steam room. I'm going down there right now and drag him out.
But Eve, he hasn't got any clothes on.
Well, I have. Come on. Danny Kay, I'm asking you for the last time. Are you coming out of that steam room or not?
Or not.
Danny, don't be ridiculous. Do you realize that your radio show goes on the air in just 5 seconds?
5 seconds? Hey, Oscar, turn on the radio. I want to hear my program.
Okay, Mr. Kay.
Yes, folks, here's the premiere of the Danny Kay Show. But I regret to inform you that our star, Danny Kay, is unable to appear tonight due to a sudden illness. However, we are fortunate indeed to have in his place Danny's dear friend and colleague, who has so graciously volunteered to fill in for him, Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor?
Yes, Eddie Cantor. And here he is now, that funny man of stage, screen, and radio, Eddie Cantor! Thank you, Ken. Folks, this is Eddie pinch hitting for Danny K.
K. Cannon. A funny thing happened to me on my way down to the studio today. And then you know what my wife said? And my five daughters?
Oscar, just listen to the laughs he's getting with nothing. And he scared me away from radio.
Oh, that was wonderful, Eddie. Wonderful.
Well, Ken, I'm never too busy to step in for a friend. The show must go on. And if you're listening, get well, Danny boy.
I'm well right now. Oscar, call a cab.
And now let's listen to America's top band, Harry James and his music makers, as they play 2 o'clock jump.
Everybody, here I am. I finally made it. Better late than never, eh, Mr. Paps?
That maxim hardly holds true in this case, Mr. K. You've left us all in a terrible lurch.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Paps. If you only knew what I've been through, you'd be nursing my wounds, offering me transfusions.
Just what have you been through, Mr. K?
I'll tell you what I've been through. I left for the studio bright and early, and all of a sudden, 8 or 10 fellas sneaked up behind me with a blackjack.
10 men with one blackjack?
Oh, it was huge. And you know something?
Danny, my friend, my pal, where have you been? Are you all right? I'm doing the broadcast for you. Lie down, baby.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm not tired. I heard you coming over. Got some big laughs, too.
Big laughs, he says. They were a very tough audience.
Huh.
Well, I gotta get back on the stage. I'm on again in a minute.
You're on again?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? I'm here now.
Shh, quiet. Mr. Niles is getting ready to speak. I want to hear every word of this.
But, Mr. Pabst, I want to go out there. I want to entertain. This is my show!
Quiet!
But I can tell them about Pabst Blue Ribbon and the 32 brews.
Mr. K, Pabst contains 33 brews.
Uh-uh.
Drop the brew.
Mr. Niles is about to start. The Pabst Blue Ribbon process of full flavor blending with no less than 33 brews...
See?
...ensures the matchless taste, flavor, and quality that is found in this fine beer.
How true, how true.
So order it with confidence and serve it with pride.
You can say that again.
Order it with confidence and serve it with pride. But no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No, Mr. K. Go out and top that if you can.
All right, I'll go out. I'll go out there and do something.
But Danny, the show's about over.
About over? Well, what became of the play we were going to do?
I cut out the play. There aren't any actors here to do it with you.
Oh, well, then I'll play all the parts myself.
What? All the parts yourself? The girl, the lovers, the butler, the father, yourself? Are you crazy?
Yes. I'm going to do the play. Little music, please.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the dramatic, gripping, dripping story of Ingrid Knuckelmeyer, girl grandfather. Here she is.
Oh, what to do? What to do? I don't know whom to marry. Pierre Gaston and a Butch McGillicuddy. Some problem, I mean it.
Well, Lancashire or the Worcestershire, upon my word. Pip-pip, what's a... is right. Meadows, I think it's time to burp the baby.
Very good, sir.
Oh, that must be Pierre.
Roof, 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 roof.
Quiet, Herman.
Darling, oh, mon amour, je l'ai quoi t'en sous, je suis à terre, je me plie, je suis à terre, je suis à terre.
Oh, Pierre, how décolleté.
Quiet, Herman.
Oh, hello, Butch. I want you to meet Pierre.
Oh, Monsieur Butch, je l'ai quoi t'en sous, je l'ai quoi t'en Pabst Blue Ribbon, ou je l'ai toi son père.
Ah, charade.
Woof, woof, woof.
Quiet, Herman. Je le crois, t'as un social place here. Guerrere!
Enough! Enough, I say! You are speaking of the man I intend to marry!
Marry? Are you kidding?
I mean it.
No.
Yes! Yes!
No! No!
Win!
No! Yes!
Woof! Woof!
No! Yes!
Woof!
No!
Win! Woof!
No! Yes!
What do you say to that?
I don't know. I lost my place here. Oh! I got it.
Oh, you can't marry this man.
Oh, you can't marry this man.
Why not, Butch?
You have forced my hand, but now I must tell you, I am not Butch McGillicuddy from Brooklyn.
You mean?
Yes. I am really Investigator Patrick Clancy of the FBI.
No!
Yes.
Better known as who, I guess, Scott Loman of Scotland Yard.
And Charlie Tan of Chinese Constabulary, who lies in Auburn.
Well, I'm still marrying Pierre.
Again, you force my hand.
What?
Exactly.
Pierre Gaston is not really Pierre Gaston. He is Hasmura Toga Kosuno Roto Solopo, the Japanese spy.
Pierre, tell him he lies.
So sorry, Monsieur. Pleased to see I have Lee Wallawa in my sleeve. Walla to tombola.
Oh!
Stand back, please. Hold up, handies. If you move, I shoot.
If you shoot, I move.
Quiet, Herman.
Quiet.
Oh, no, Pierre.
And so, we take leave of the simple home of the Knuckelmeyers. Until we all meet again, let us remind you that all's well that ends. Well?
Very good, Danny. Very good. Excellent, in fact. But I still don't think you topped the commercial.
Well, then suppose I sing something. Say, an old favorite of mine, like Minnie the Moochie.
Oh, goody. Can I join in the answers?
Yes, of course. I want you, the orchestra, the audience here, and the audience listening at home, all to join in. I'll be the conductor, and when I beckon, I want you all to unleash your golden throats and shout back at me. Will you? Shall we start the dirty work, Harry?
folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher, a regular gal with a solid future. She was the sweetest and the neatest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hi, hi, de, hi, de, hi. Hee, hee, dee, hee, dee, hee. Hoo, 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 hoo. Hadi, 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 oh. Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi,
hadi, hadi,
hadi,
ouvrez la fenêtre, j'ai ouvert.
Roast cheese Sevigny. Roast beef 7 up.
In Gaudeströben heiken blut. She messed around on a popular idol. His wave of fan mail was practically tidal. He went and married a movie star, and Minnie beat her heart out, eight to the bar.
Go ahead. This ends the story and it ends my song. She was just a good gal, but they don't know her wrong.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And before we close up shop, I want to thank my friend Eddie Cantor for dropping in and making fun with us. Thanks to you, Eddie, to Pabst, and to all the people listening in.
You're very welcome, Danny, but how do you know anybody who is listening?
Well, I didn't. What? Oh, what a gruesome thought. Eddie, do you think maybe that...
No, Danny, look, I was only kidding. The whole thing was a joke. Don't be afraid of a listening audience. I promise you, as long as you're on the air, a good part of America will be listening to you every week. Good luck, Danny, and may this be the beginning of a long and successful career for you. Good night, all.
Good night.
Next Saturday, same time, same station, another great Danny Kaye show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, and the outstanding music of Harry James and his music makers. Eve Arden appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers. This program was directed by Dick Mack and was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.